I got to tell you, that last drill, that's about the most entertaining it gets for us at camp. Are those fun for you? Or?
Fun is a strange word. It's a great way to evaluate guys that are going to play NFL special teams. I think the guys love it as far as competitive mode, you know, but, I mean, it's a tough drill, you know. It's fun.
What do you look for when you're watching something like that? I guess how competitive they are.
Yeah, that last drill, I think the biggest thing is, you know, guys' willingness to compete, because we didn't script matchups, so they just called themselves out. And you can see the guys that, you know, a couple guys probably went 3 or 4 times, and we'll probably see on tape that maybe some guys didn't go or maybe went 1 time. And so that's part of it. But also we're looking for, you know, being better finishers as blockers, you know, as far as staying penalty-free, and then being better finishers covering kicks. And that's really what that drill was, the last 15 to 20 yards of covering a kick, one-on-one matchup.
You heard so many inexperienced guys last year playing special teams for the first time. How much of a difference does it make having guys like Ray and Darren and Chase that have now done it for a year?
Yeah, it makes a big difference, and it feels like they're veteran guys. And really, this is obviously only their second year. You know, last year there were some veteran guys that got beat out on a day like today by Ray and Darren and Chase. That's where they made the team. And so the rookies and new guys this year were trying to do to them what they did last year to the guys that didn't make the team. So that's kind of the way it works. And it's a great way to see guys compete.
John, how much better can Zuerlein be this year?
You should ask him, and he'll probably tell you a lot. You know, he's tweaked just minimally a few things, but we don't want to change them at all, because I keep saying it, I was really proud of him really the last 3-4 weeks of the season. I thought he was stronger the last month than any point in his first year or even last year up to that point. So there's some things we're working off on kickoffs as well, and on field goals. He knows that, you know, his leg strength is dynamite, and we're working on putting it right down the middle every time, and so it's good.
The improvement from year one to year two is what you were looking for.
Yeah, and it was significant. And then year two, the improvement from the beginning of the season to the end of the season was there too, which was good.
Now, you mentioned this wasn't scripted, so players would call out players. I noticed Darren Bates, his name wasn't called out. Did nobody want to party him or what?
I've seen him do it, and I know he can. So, you know, a lot of it was some of the new guys that we haven't seen, you know, to see if they can do that. He did get one rep. We do have one part that was scripted that was earlier than this last period. But I know he can do it. I've seen him do it. And it's good to see guys that we haven't seen, see if they can do it.
Speaking of those guys, what have you seen from LaMarcus Joyner just here in the early part of the game?
What we saw on film, you know, a little scrappy, tough, feisty guy. I mean, to me, that's who we want on special teams. You know, a guy that's tough, you know, not a real big guy, but he's going to fight.
I like that double team out there, too.
Yeah. You know, and we let a few things go just because we want it to be physical and see who's willing to kind of fight. But we'll clean up some of the things that obviously couldn't fly in a real game.
Last year you had all those penalties that hurt some of Tavon's returns.
Yeah.
Cleaning that up will make a different Tavon. His numbers will be a lot different, won't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's one of the biggest emphasis for us in the return game, kickoff return and punt return, is being clean finishers. Mm-hmm. But not taking away the stinger that some of the young guys have, you know, on teams.
Yeah, silly question, but Darren and Ray do a nice little dance before kickoffs. Do you approve of that? Have you ever watched it? Are you busy doing your thing?
I see it on tape on Mondays every time. Uh-huh. And as long as they're getting them inside the 20, then I don't have a problem with whatever they want to do.
What do you think of their style on the dance there, Coach?
It's a lot better than I do. And the guys in the meeting room love it, especially, you know, after we win. So, you know, hey, let them keep rolling. As long as they're having fun, and that's good.
In the spring, we talked about Michael Samuel. He said he wanted to come back lighter. He apparently has come back. Have you noticed maybe an extra spring in his step just off
yeah,
the turn here?
I think he's dropped probably about 15 pounds, and you can tell the difference running like we did today, you know, 30 to 50 to 70 yards. That's helped him a lot. And then, you know, at the end of this last drill, a competitive drill, he did a really good job as a blocker. I can see him being a good guy on punt return and kickoff return as a blocker as we continue to groom him covering kicks, which requires long speed, which is something that he'll develop.